Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. I'm almost out of money. I'm almost out of money this year.
It's unfortunate.
Get a recharge.
I was up this year. I know you were talking about your $25,000 goal for the year. It's unachievable.
He definitely didn't hit that this week.
It's unachievable.
So not this week, but we're up $900 on the year.
Okay.
So that's off the pace. That's off the pace.
We're off pace.
Yeah. I read my total live last week or the week before of what I had in there. I went back in time, by the way, because I screenshot all these bets for the audience and everything else, and we put them up in Drinker Bros Sports. At one point, it was up to $16,500. It is now down to just a few thousand dollars left, because I went all in on the money line of the Giants.
Yeah,
and
not
that
great.
That was a mistake.
Well, I mean, at least you knew right off the bat.
The Giants didn't even belong in the playoffs.
So,
not sure. Like
they
did.
No, but
no,
I don't,
no, no,
no. No,
they
no,
didn't. And Daniel Jones does not belong in the conversation that these other quarterbacks are. He's a tier three quarterback.
He's fine.
Oh, boy.
He's pretty average.
Like, I mean, if you put him on the Niners.
So here was my biggest issue, and this is my fault, by the way. I want to tell the audience this is my fault for not doing my homework on this, okay? I've said this conference was dog shit all year. And this
you mean
week,
the division?
The division. It was dog shit all year except for the Eagles.
The whole conference.
Yeah, the NFC.
That's fair. Yeah.
Anyways.
But with
two
that,
best teams in football seem to be in the NFC.
That's not even close to true.
No.
Especially now.
It's kind of close.
I'm feeling pretty good about my Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year.
Look, you should, but not as good as the Bengals should feel right now.
Yeah, I was going to say. We'll get there. But as far as this Eagles-Giants game, obviously it was a big weekend for this. They put this on in prime time, and they do that because of the ratings.
Because of the markets.
Yes, yeah. And they want the ratings and everything else. Mm-hmm. This backfired majorly because the Giants were down 28-0 at halftime, and everybody turned off the game.
We're at Woodrow's.
We're at
Woodrow's. They had the game on, and then they also had the UFC, and then everybody just kind of turned their attention to the TVs with the UFC.
Their heads just turned.
Well, it's like it was a 31-point game. The points that the Giants did score were almost fluky, and it could have been way, way worse. Philly, if they pressed, it could have won this game 50-0, probably.
Yes,
but we're elite, and this just proves the Vikings defense is trash, and it's not Kirk Cousins' fault.
It is.
He choked like a motherfucker.
How?
What are you talking about?
He had two touchdowns and like no picks. He didn't turn the ball over.
Well, hang on. So this is what I'm struggling with, because I always try to figure it out when I'm wrong. I always try to figure it out and go back through the fucking web here. With the Eagles, are they elites or have they just not played anyone this year? Because their best win on their schedule, dead serious, was the Vikings.
The Vikings beat the Bills.
But the Bills aren't in it either. So, like, are the Bills who we thought they were?
No, the Bills stink too.
Well, here's the thing.
But everyone stinks, right? It's parody. It's the NFL.
We're all, like, jacking off the Bills. When did the Bills make the conference championship game last?
Last year?
Nope.
They lost to the Bengals last year, too.
No, they lost to the Chiefs.
To the Chiefs.
The 13 seconds.
Yeah.
The most incredible choke job that, like, no one talks about. Mm. They lost in the divisional round. Like, Allen hasn't made it as far as Burrow, certainly not as far as Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but we'll get into that. But, I mean, like, yeah, it's...
But the Bills' problems, look, they need a better running back. For sure.
They need a running back.
They have a pretty decent, conglomerate at the running back when everybody's healthy, but that you can't count on that. You know what I mean? Just the same with year after year, it's one side of the ball or the other that gives the Bills problems. For the last couple of years until last year, it was their pass rush was great. Their run defense sucked. This year, after Von Miller went out, even the pass rush wasn't all that great.
The Bengals did whatever they wanted.
Yeah. They moved the ball at will. Mixon was dicing them up.
That could have and should have been worse. One, there was a blizzard that they played through the entire fucking game.
Which is awesome.
Two, that other touchdown, that motherfucker was in. I hate that rule.
Chase caught the ball.
He definitely caught that ball. So goddamn stupid. You've got to control the ball now until death. like into the grave and they hear you.
But then like the Agnew thing where he takes a step and like loses the ball, that should be an incomplete pass.
Yeah,
100%.
If the chase isn't, if the chase catch is not a catch, Agnew's not a catch either.
That rule is really inconsistent and dumb. But yeah, you're right. The fucking one, that should have been a touchdown. It should have been 34 to 10. But two, without the weather, because the Bengals played in the same exact weather the Bills did, they fucking owned the Bills.
Yeah.
Not just on offense, by the way, which they did, definitely. Mixon had a great game. Maybe the hit, that's probably his best playoff game ever. And, you know, you can do that when you have Joe Burrow slinging it around like that. It helps. But
the defense was the most impressive to me in
this
game.
They were all over Josh Allen all day.
What about that offensive line that had a bunch of, like, just got backups, right?
So, yeah, they got like two fucking rookies in and backup on their offensive line right now.
Actually, a listener hit us up because I don't know the Bengals offensive line as well as their own fans do. So a listener actually hit me up about this because I said it on air. I thought the Bills were going to win, but it was going to be under the point spread. So I took the Bengals with the points, and that was fine. But what he told me was these guys were injured last year, and that some of the same guys filled in.
It's two of the two back are two of the backups. One of the guys is a second year player, and then one is a 4 year player that's a backup. They were both replacements last year.
Yes, and that's what he was telling me. And I didn't know
those two guys plus another rookie. I think
No. They were saying that one of the guys on the Bengals line was a starter for the Texans for a couple of years.
Yeah, but he's a backup now.
Right. But he's not like a no. Like he's got experience. Like it could be worse, I suppose.
Yeah. But the Bengals are maybe they're a way better team than we thought, or maybe it's just Joe Burrow's that dude. I think it's a little bit of both, probably. Like
he's that dude.
Their defense is better than I thought, but I think that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, I understand that Patrick Mahomes does a lot of stuff that normal quarterbacks don't do, but leading the team, like, he's doing a lot more with a lot less, in my opinion. They don't have anywhere near the skill position players that fucking, like, Hayden Hurst is not the same as fucking Travis Kelce. That's not even
the same. The Chiefs don't have a receiver. But
the Chiefs don't have a superstar receiver of the caliber of Jamar Chase or T. Higgins.
Yeah, I would say I don't even think they have a T. Higgins at this point. I don't
either. Not anymore,
It's just a bunch of slapsticks.
Juju's been pretty good.
No, not a receiver, but, like, I mean, receive an option in Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yes. Travis Kelce is a better receiving option than Joe Burrow has.
He had 14 receptions in that game, Travis Kelce.
You think
he's a monster.
I guess just for the size, probably.
Yeah, I mean, if you get them for 1 year, who would you rather have, Jamar Chase or Travis Kelce?
Jamar Chase.
I'll take Kelce.
Take Kelce, I think.
Yeah,
Kelce can make a bad quarterback good.
I guess if it was anybody other than Joe Burrow, I would agree with, but just because of the relationship. But yeah, Kelce.
It's close, though.
It's harder to find a fucking tight end that great than it is to find a wide receiver that's close to
Chase is probably top two receiver.
I mean, we saw that last night with Kittle. That play Kittle
Tim
made.
Tim Jefferson.
Yeah.
Kittle had, like, what did he have, like 95 yards, I think, receiving and a tutty last night?
The ball that bounced off his face was good for 50 on that one. But back to the Eagles real quick, and then we'll head to the other games. Here's why I cannot figure out the Eagles. I went through their whole schedule. I've said this division sucks, and it does. I mean, the total, Cowboys scored 12, Eagles scored 7. I mean, 19 points total for this division. Eagles' best win is against the Vikings. Giants beat the Vikings.
Yeah. This ain't college, though. And honestly,
it feels like college, though.
It ain't college. And here's the thing.
Does anyone have a good win?
No, what I was going to say was,
yes,
the Patriots.
Exactly my point. So this is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
In the NFC, the Eagles feel like college to me, and so does the 49ers. It feels like college. You're just putting anybody in there, and it feels like the University of Georgia team. You got a couple of Stetson Bennett's. You got good defenses, and then kind of whatever happens in there, and you're hoping to score a shit ton of points. What I can't figure out is the NFC just this bad, or are the Eagles really elite?
I mean, dude, the Patriots throughout their entire dynasty played in maybe the worst division in football. Mm.
Yes,
year in and year out.
Yep,
and it didn't affect them because, I mean, it's just not. I mean, even Ohio State wins natties when the Big Ten is, like, down or not that deep or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't think the division matters that much. The Eagles are loaded, and the NFL is just any given Sunday type of
league. I think the Eagles are also better coached than most of these other teams.
I think their coach is outstanding.
Surprising. Yeah. I mean, when we heard Sirianni, I was like, oh, no.
He maybe shouldn't be comparing Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan.
Right after the game,
well,
sure.
No, let him.
But I understand what he's saying.
Cook, you know?
Yeah. Well, I understand what he was trying to say. It was like, he's not just a great player. He's the leader of the team, and everybody fucking, like, when he's out there giving people the business, the team rallies around him and does that too.
And he also says he's playing Hurts, and he said that after this game.
I know that's what he means, but you look.
Dan, are you saying he means he has that dog in him?
He does have
that dog. We're not doing that. Yeah. But
because all of us called this NFC matchup that's going to happen 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's the same exact teams that we thought.
Because
the NFC was so bad.
The AFC, we're like, it's going to be Chiefs, Bengals, or Chiefs, Bills. So it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Is there anybody good in the AFC? You can't just say, oh, the NFC sucks.
Well, but here's the difference. I think the quarterbacks in the AFC are elite, and those are the best quarterbacks in the game. So therefore, I'm not really surprised by them. But with Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts, I am genuinely surprised that you're able to go this far.
I get it with Purdy, but Jalen Hurts is because of what he adds with the fucking run game. He is elite.
Run game and also just his character. But yeah, decisions. I mean, if you told me 2 years ago Jalen Hurts was going to take us to the Super Bowl, I would have laughed in your face. Like, I wouldn't have expected it. But he's grown. He's matured. Made a system work for him. Mm-hmm. We obviously have a bunch of studs. Like, we have AJ Brown, Devonta Smith.
I think the Eagles might at this point be the best coached team in football. I mean, just think about look at the game against the Giants. The Giants have they're not that good of a team, frankly, but they're the kind that if you don't play them correctly, it's a really bad matchup for you. And
they couldn't even tackle
the Eagles. Ran the ball right down their throat all fucking day. Gainwell had 100
yards.
Gainwell had 100 yards. Sanders had 100 yards. I mean, what
300
the fuck?
Yards. That's a college game.
I'm not going to anoint Sirianni as the best coach in football.
I didn't say he's the best coach. I said that is the best coach team, including the coordinators and the play calling and everything. They don't make dumb mistakes. The reason the Cowboys, I was not very impressed with the 49ers.
I wasn't either.
Not like, I think Brock Purdy's good.
I do too, but I wasn't impressed with the 49ers for a totally different reason. It's the coach. So if this
wasn't Shanahan's fault that Mitchell refused to stay in bounds when he got the first down.
But if you look at the end of the first half, there was about 48 seconds left. They should have driven to get the field goal. They ultimately got the field goal, but they were running the ball, and then they didn't call the timeouts properly. That was all fucked. And then the end of the game, it's third and, eight, and he throws a swing pass. Even if that guy drops it, you still give Dallas fucking 38 more seconds on that.
We were talking about that. We were watching it between softcore history recordings, and we were like, ooh.
It's Shanahan's bullshit where you're just like, hey. And the thing that got him there was letting Brock Purdy throw, and he didn't let him throw in this fucking game.
No, Dallas, Micah Parsons is a fucking stud. You got to account for that dude.
But if you play, Cowboys defense is incredible.
It's good. I think they
but
knew.
If you play under, it's it. Good, you have but the to, Eagles defense is good,
it
too.
It is, yeah. You have to, the Cowboys defense, you have to attack it. You have to attack it. It's not like, oh, they got a great fucking pass rush, so we got to protect more. No, you have to attack more. That's how you fucking beat these guys. We've seen it multiple times. When they get blown out throughout this year, it's because the teams attacked them, not because they protected well and the guys were throwing fucking 10-yard outs. You attack the fuck out of them. And the 49ers have the ability to do it. Purdy's done it in two of the last six games.
Yeah.
Or two of the last five games, rather, where he's put up, at least for their offense, pretty good numbers. And it's not like you don't have the weapons. Ayuk is the number two receiver, I guess, and so is Debo Samuel. He's not a number one receiver, but those are he's got a big body, and then you got Christian McCaffrey too, and you have George Kittle, and you put up 19 points. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I think it seemed to me like the Niners definitely weren't getting everything that they wanted to get. No. But it seemed like,
and also playoff football defense usually.
It seemed to me like the 49ers were pretty much convinced that Dallas could not score on them,
which was kind of true.
And they just played it safe the whole game.
Dak Prescott is not. He's a tier three quarterback. For some reason, I don't know if this is like a race thing or people are racist. They think he's fast. The fastest he ever ran the 40 was 4.8. That's his.
Their best offense was him just kind of like scrambling and going up the middle.
I mean,
he was picking up first downs because they weren't QB spying him.
He's almost 28. He can't do it anymore.
Right.
That leg injury was pretty gnarly.
This Cowboys team needs to get blown the fuck up. I mean, Zeke is gone now. He's not coming back.
But that's for the best.
That's probably 100% for the best.
Tony Pollard got hurt in the game.
Pollard broke his fucking leg.
Yeah, but he'll be back. That's 6 months. He'll be back for the start.
That was like a big part of the game. Like, Cowboys might even win this game if Pollard doesn't get hurt.
Maybe. I mean, he wasn't looking all that great up until that point, to be honest. But, yeah, it's possible, especially towards the
I was sweating this because I had a lot of money on the
But
49ers were my bailout game.
Same. I had a lot of money with 49ers as well, and it got dicey.
The point of all that was,
because it was -4, and I was like, well, shit.
Oh, I just went money line.
Oh, you went money line?
I was like -190, and I put like...
You said 700 to win five, basically?
Yeah, like 775.
Yeah.
The point of all that was is I think the Eagles are a good team. They came out... One, they have... On paper, it's a good team, right? And then they came out against a divisional opponent that they played twice already this year and had a good game plan and executed that game plan. That's what good teams do to win games in the playoffs, right? And these other teams, like the Chiefs, they were just winging it the whole time.
It's like, as one does. That, Mahomes got hurt. Mahomes really got hurt
in the first quarter.
That's true, but man, it wasn't like fucking...
Yeah, but Henny led him to a 99-yard drive.
Mahomes is a system quarterback.
Yeah, makes you think.
Prove it.
Yeah. He robbed Chad Henne of his moment.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, a bad teammate.
But aside from that, they didn't look that great either, right? Did Jacksonville not have... If Jacksonville had a number one wide receiver on that team, good chance they win this game, to be honest, right? But they don't. They had like six drop passes in this
mistakes.
Game.
Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. And look, you had... Because everybody was asking with Mahomes, why sit him out in the rest of the first half and not have him in the second?
Shoot him up.
Yes, I know the answer to that. So
tore it all.
He literally said to him, look, because that lasts about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's had it. So as soon as you get it, you got to go live that hour and a half. And if you watch the last 7 minutes of that game, it starts wearing off for Mahomes again. And you're like, oh, shit, dude. Mm-hmm. They might lose this game. And they started to hand off more. And he was back to one leg. With a fucking high ankle sprain like this, any shot the Chiefs beat the Bengals next week?
No.
Well, home field advantage.
Not one little bit
of a chance, but I don't think so.
I don't either.
I already put money on the Bengals.
I mean, it's +2.5 Bengals, it's a pick-em, right?
It's dropped all the way down
it's
to
a
one.
Pick-em.
Yeah, it's down to a pick-em now. So many people, when the spread dropped last night, just immediately dove in and went all into the
if
Bengals.
If they're telling the truth and it's a legit high ankle sprain, that's a 4 to 6 week recovery.
Yeah.
Not two.
And it's not fun either.
No, it sucks.
It's awful.
It just lingers.
Like you can put a brace on it to stabilize that, but you're fucking the things that make Mahomes great aren't going to be available to him.
Yeah, he's not Brady where he just stands in the pocket and he's not overly reliant on movement. Like I think Mahomes can do whatever he wants to do, but right now. He is at his best when the defense has to adjust to what he's doing.
Right, but
now
to open up those passing lanes. Yeah.
Even the smaller things like the screen passes he was throwing, he couldn't get the ball to the receivers because he just couldn't go off his foot.
Maybe he'll do some... I mean, it's like when you throw that pass, you're kind of leaning backwards, and then you push forward off your back foot and throw the ball off your throwing hand side. So maybe he gets... comfortable doing it over the next week, just dealing with the pain.
I mean, towards the end, too.
You just kind of have to adjust and throw a little harder or higher, right?
The game-winning touchdown was a jump pass, so.
Yeah.
A jump pass off his left foot. Other foot. Like, he can do... He's a fucking magician.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
he sees the field like nobody else sees the field. So,
honestly, there might be value... In a Chiefs, you might be getting value on the Chiefs, if with the line dropping.
I mean, certainly if you were planning on betting the Chiefs, still bet them because the value is still there.
They do have a Bengal problem.
And then Andy Reid is one of the best offensive minds in the history of the NFL. I'm hard pressed to believe in this playoff game that he's not going to figure some shit out.
But he's really good at losing conference championship
games.
Very
good. We lost four in a row, right? Yeah. So I think the Bengals are going to win that game. To be honest,
I did too.
I think,
and it's not just because Mahomes is hurt. I think even with a healthy Mahomes, I think the Bengals have a pretty good shot because their fucking pass rush is something else.
Burrow's on fire. The defense has figured it out.
Name one edge rusher from Cincinnati. Name one.
I can't.
Yeah, but they've got one of the top fucking pass rushes in all the NFL. How is that possible?
I don't know
that they don't have a premier dude there.
It's wild to see. So coming out of this side here. Because it's Bengals and Chiefs, all of this will be pinned on Mahomes' leg here, and I don't know how you get through that injury. Huh. I've got Bengals in that. Well, I mean, the turtle. When do you give it to him then?
Chad Henne comes in.
Yeah, but when do you give it to him?
It's not about the pain; it's about the swelling, right?
Right.
Like game day, you can go in there and get it wrapped up, but two days later, delayed onset muscle soreness is domes is what it's called. The reason it happens like that is because of the blood, because of the lactic acid. Now maybe there's some new fucking miracle drug. That can push lactic acid out of a fucking contused area faster than you used to be able to, but it's not 1 week for a high ankle sprain. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like that tendon is swollen.
The pain's gonna be
right
okay. He'll get used to the pain. The stability is just what's gonna fuck him.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be short or overthrown passes typically, right? Because that's what it fucks with. It doesn't fuck this way, it fucks up and down.
And so, the Chiefs don't have a good enough run game to rely on to where you're just gonna hand off Pacheco's the ball the whole game.
I mean, look,
he has.
It's not necessarily about their run game, it's about Reed's screening or scheming, I should say. Like that is, it's just about the game plan, right? You, anybody can run the ball under the right circumstances, I think, more so than you can pass the ball under the right circumstances.
Now, Mahomes will be, if they're able to squeak through this, which I don't think they will, that's still going to be an issue for him in the Super Bowl. Like it's only 3 weeks away.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's not going to get better all of a sudden. A high ankle sprain is 4 to 6 weeks
and
minimum.
You're playing on it, you're going to aggravate it.
Yeah. As far as, It's interesting because most of the great young quarterbacks were in this round, except for Herbert, I guess, right? Like
Herbert was in it. In this round. Yeah.
So like Hurts, who everybody's on his dick, Trevor Lawrence, Mahomes,
Danny Dimes,
fucking Burrow.
I've never
Allen.
Been high on Danny Dimes.
Well, all right, name a fucking giant receiver. They have no weapons.
And I agree.
Except Saquon.
I think for Danny Dimes, the jury's still out just simply because there is no receivers there. Yeah. I mean, the top receiver, I think, was a guy named Ricky James, which I've never heard of in my entire life. I think he was a punt returner, maybe. And that was their top receiver. So
He's fast.
Yeah, he's fast, but, you know.
You could say the same thing about the Cowboys, though, other than CeeDee Lamb, who is their fucking...
Well, CeeDee Lamb's a stud.
Yeah, he is,
Lamb's,
but you need more than one.
He's a one. Michael Gallup, dude.
Gallup's good.
Gallup's really fucking good.
Gallup had like 400 yards on the season.
Schultz,
what are you talking about?
Schultz is pretty... Well, he was hurt. So he only played the last third of the season, but Schultz is pretty fucking reliable, except for the last two plays.
Oh my God.
Going backwards.
Where was his mind at?
Dude, that was the dumbest fuck. It was like two Bill Buckners in a row. Like, just,
wasn't that bad.
Bill Buckner got a bad hop, though.
Yeah,
this dude grabbed the ball, took one step, and fucking jumped out of
bounds. How did he drag that foot?
Actually, what I was going to say to, I think I was saying it to you guys last
Michael
night.
Michael Gallup played
drunk.
In 14 games this season.
Did he really?
And he had 424 yards.
How many catches?
39.
Mm. But either way, that was the funniest play in NFL history.
Oh, that was bad.
The
last play of the game.
But that's what I'm talking about when
what
I think about.
What was that? Why was Zeke got trucked?
That was his last play.
Why was Zeke in there?
He had to snap the ball in case he was like for the pitch.
No need.
In case there was a lateral.
No need. There's 11 guys on offense. No need for any of that stupid shit.
But yeah, that's.
Just put your center in there.
When I'm talking about great coaching. And how Mike McCarthy is the worst coach in the NFL. I've been saying this all year. I've been saying this since last year,
He's not the worst coach, but he's not good.
Now that Urban Meyer's not in the NFL, Mike McCarthy is currently the worst coach employed by an NFL team.
With a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Chargers have something to say about that.
Oh, I do. Look, Staley's up there as well, and they should fire him, and I'm with you. All right, well, what do we do about this Eagles 49ers game? I've been convinced.
Eagles all day. Eagles are going to fucking smoke the 49ers.
So I've been convinced that the 49ers were all in, going all in. After this game, though, with how shitty Shanahan was and how he didn't trust Brock Purdy, now Brock Purdy's got to go into Philadelphia with a coach that doesn't really trust him. Like, if he lets it loose, yes, but I don't know if he will.
The 49ers beat up on teams that don't have both a good run defense and pass defense, right? They beat up on those teams. That's the only time they ever score. If you can shut down one or the other, they're fucked. They'll score 15 to 20 points, maybe.
I don't know. Right? They've been putting up points and yards with Purdy. Purdy, I believe, since he's came in, they're like averaging 150 yards more.
I bet the over in this game simply because of that.
Yeah, but again, this is the playoffs, right? Defense usually reigns supreme in the playoffs.
I don't think they can rely. I think like in the Cowboys game, they relied on the fact that they were like, we can beat this offense. Like, they're not going to score that much.
And the Cowboys, if the 49ers
are
the best defense in the league,
the
Cowboys
are too. The offense didn't try as hard? What do you mean?
The 49ers offense? I think they were...
Because McCaffrey had 10 carries for 35 yards.
I think, the Cowboys defense is incredible. And I think the 49ers knew that it was going to be a defensive struggle, and they were okay with that. But they can't rely on suppressing the Eagles offense. Like, they're not going to hold the Eagles to under 20 points.
No, they're not. But the Eagles defense can certainly hold the 49ers offense to
under
20
points. And that's what I'm
saying.
So I don't like the 49ers in this game at all. I like the Eagles in this game. What is the line?
That's what I'm saying.
2.5.
It opened at 2.5.
When the 49ers have success like that, there's some very obvious flaw on the other team. There's no flaw on the Eagles, so far as I'm concerned. Like, there's some people that are banged up and shit. But
there's no glaring situation.
Yeah, there's not. They don't. It's not like the Bills where the man pass rush is pretty good, but their run defense sucks, and that's been the case in Buffalo for throughout this entire latest run of theirs. The Philly doesn't have that problem.
No,
they're pretty buttoned up.
Deepest rosters. Yeah.
Honestly, if the Eagles don't win this game by 2 scores, I'd be shocked. Like 10 points at least.
San Francisco.
We're not winning by 2 scores.
San Francisco has the very best defense in the entire National Football
League. Every defense gets exposed if they're on the field too long, right?
They do, but man,
and if McCaffrey's only averaging 3.5 yards a run, and Elijah Mitchell is also around the high threes, low fours, that ain't going to get it done for them. That's not the offense they have.
Our defense isn't the Cowboys' defense. It's good, but it's not the Cowboys' defense.
But your offense is better.
Yeah, but the 49ers are going to put up points too. I don't expect this to be a low scoring game.
I don't either, but I don't think that I think the 49ers have to keep you guys under a certain amount of points to win the game. Like, obviously, like it's just they can't rely on one side of the ball.
What was the score in the Seahawks game? It was 38-31 or some shit for the 49ers, I think.
No, they beat the shit out of the Seahawks.
I thought it was
the Seahawks were leading at the half, like 18-17 or something bizarre like that.
That was last round, right?
Yes. Yeah. That
was last weekend. The shit out of the Seahawks.
It was 41-23, yeah.
Man, I mean, I'm looking at some of the scoring here for the 49ers, and that's what I was shocked about because, again, I teased down the over in this game and lost at like 35. But, I mean, just looking at the points, Cowboys average 35 points a game. So I was like, all right. Even if you cut that in half,
two best
it.
Defenses in the league, man.
But here's the thing. The offense for the 49ers, 37, 44, 31, 38, 33, 35, 37, 37, 38. They've scored a lot of points this
year.
This is
a shit ton for the NFL.
Against what teams?
Against the NFC. Yeah. So that's where I'm stuck.
That's a lot of
points.
That's
where I'm stuck with this game.
I guess the NFL.
If you're, I think the Eagles will probably win this game easily, frankly, but... the over is 45.5. Definitely take that. They're not going to hold it that low. It's both of these teams are going to score in the 20s for sure.
I think so.
45.5. I could see a 24-21 game and you losing by a half point.
Maybe.
This feels like to me like 35-28 or something like that, or 30, like maybe like 35-25.
Get your college brain out
I'm
of the NFL.
I'm not college brained. Don't say that to me.
This is where I it's rare that I'm stuck on a game. I feel pretty goddamn confident the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
I
really do.
It's Cincinnati. That's not going to happen.
They were one play away last year.
It's Joe Burrow, man.
One play away
Joe
last
Burrow.
Year.
Like
and guess what?
Away.
They lost to the Rams.
Rams were fucking good, though. I mean,
yeah, they didn't lose to this year's Rams.
Yeah.
I know. They were our Super Bowl pick. We picked the Rams last year, but it's still
Von
the Rams.
Their pass rush. It's kind of hard to beat that.
Yeah. They've got Aaron Donald. To me, the way Burrow's playing and Mahomes' injury, I just think the Bengals are going to win the entire Super Bowl.
I
don't know who they're going to play is the problem. I
hope
know.
It's the Eagles because Bengals Eagles Super Bowl, maybe not for the ratings or whatever the fuck, but that's the most exciting game out
we'll
there. Right
there. I can tell you, Benny does not want the Bengals.
No, there. Nobody does.
Those are cheaper tickets for us, right?
Yeah.
Cheaper tickets. Well, maybe. Also, every toilet will be full of Cincinnati diarrhea.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just the chili going in, chili coming out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, Chiefs Eagles would be great too if everybody's healthy, but, you know. It's nice
but
to
they're
see
not.
It's nice to see a new face in there.
And like the people of Cincinnati, it's like a distant cousin of Philadelphia. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of fucking Joe Burrow specifically. I don't care about the Bengals, but so they pre-sold a bunch of tickets for a Bills-Chiefs neutral site game.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, better get those refunds, guys. Yeah. That's the first thing he said in his post-game interview.
Yeah, it was great.
You and every woman in America right now just soaking their panties over Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Rightfully.
I thought they were dead at the beginning of the year. This team started off, 1-4?
Yeah, something like
it's
that,
so...
Yeah.
And then they've won, in a row?
Imagine if the Eagles had a quarterback.
Imagine
but
if we had a quarterback,
that, but,
right?
But here's the thing. Look at who they're playing. The fucking
it's not
Bengals.
College. It's not college. They're playing other professionals.
No.
Yes,
but they had to beat Mahomes. They had to beat... The Bills, they had to beat the best of the best. Joe Burrow is beating all the best of the best.
I don't think the Bills are
You named two teams.
I don't think the Bills are that good.
The best Eagles win this year, Herbert.
The Jaguars? I don't know.
Yeah, they'd be, the Jags are, I mean, fuck, they're in there. Who's the best Eagles win? Who's the best 49ers win of the year?
Honestly, maybe the Jags.
Yeah. You know what's
For real, like, who is it? Who is the best win for the Eagles? Who's the best win for the 49ers? I'm looking at,
but it's not college. They're beating professionals every week. Like, yeah. It's like I said, the Patriots, for their entire dynasty, their division was ass, and a lot of the AFC was ass too.
But he had to beat Peyton Manning every single year, and like Peyton was the best there was.
All right, well, they beat him in the playoffs. So that's fine, and maybe once in the regular season. But like most of their games were against bad Bills, bad Dolphins, fucking, and then the Jets. Like they got. How many games is that? 12?
Mm.
Or six? Six, I'm sorry. They got six games a year against absolute cushion. Like, the squishiest division. I don't really care that much. Like, it's professionals every week. That's fine to me.
Any it given is, Sunday.
So
yeah.
Let me just go ahead and read off the 49ers schedule here, okay? Right. Bears.
Okay. Worst team in football.
Seahawks.
Good. They're playoff good. Team.
Yeah.
Broncos.
Stink.
Trash.
Rams.
Bad. Well, they lost to the Broncos.
Yeah, sure.
But
did.
Nobody really played in that game, right?
Panthers. Awful.
Feisty.
Yeah.
Falcons. Awful.
Feisty.
Awful. Chiefs.
The Falcons are not feisty.
The Falcons are feisty. And we won seven games this year, right?
But here's the thing. The best team on this whole schedule, Chiefs, they got fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
The 49ers got fucking destroyed.
Pre-Purdy, right?
Yeah, pre-Purdy. Yes. And then they played the Rams again. Chargers, Cardinals, Saints,
they beat
Dolphins.
The Chargers?
They did beat the Chargers, but barely.
They beat them by 8. That's a good ever.
Six games.
Wait, they beat them by 8? No, that's not barely?
6 points. Six. Sorry, yeah.
That's
sorry.
Still kind of...
22-16.
That ain't one. That ain't two. That
it
ain't
came
three.
Down to the
probably
last...
Covered.
I watched
yeah.
the game.
Well, they probably
I
covered.
They did. I watched the game, and I had money on the game. That's why I watched it. I was like, yeah. I mean, but 22-16, not... I mean, it's not...
It's
what
a
do you want from these teams? Dolphins, Buccaneers, Seahawks.
The Dolphins are good.
What are we,
that was
what
after
are we doing
Tua.
Here?
The
Dolphins
after Tua.
Tua played that game.
Also,
two touchdowns.
The Dolphins
game.
Are still just good anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, they almost beat the Bills with the goddamn fucking
with Skylar Thompson.
Stringer.
I think, is there any question that these are the four best teams?
No question. These are the four best teams.
Because honestly, if you had to have picked... The only one that you may have subbed out at some point would have been Bills for Bengals, right?
Yeah,
just because of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But the composition of the
clearly
team.
They proved they're better than the Bills.
No, I picked the Bengals to win the Super Bowl before the playoffs started. I betted them.
Loved Burrow, and you said it all year.
I just think like...
You said it all year long.
It's one of two types of teams that win the Super Bowl. Teams like the 49ers that have just a great team. And nobody is taking attention away from anybody else, and they just what like even with all the stars they had on the team, that's what last year's fucking Rams were.
Mm-hmm.
They were a bunch of fucking bruisers that were out to win that fucking game. That's how every team Tom Brady's won with mm-hmm. has been. Or it's a team with an outstanding individual player that mm-hmm. lifts everybody up around them. Jalen Hurts is a guy like that now too, right? Because and that's what Sirianni was talking about. He's not talking about he's the best player of all time. He's saying this is the guy when he fucking shows up and plays his fucking. Not just the ability, but the mental makeup and character lifts everybody else up around him. And Burrow is the same kind of guy. Right?
I want to be early on this block because no one's saying it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Burrow, in my mind, this is the projection of his career for me.
Okay.
It's John Elway. He's going to keep getting to the title game and lose.
Look, in
until
Cincinnati,
the end of his
Cincinnati
career.
That's not a fucking, that's not
they'll take
a
it.
Foregone conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll yeah, take
I mean,
it.
Not only
you,
that, but
you
they'll take
be,
it.
You could be right.
What's
just
what,
because of being in Cincinnati. If he was anywhere else.
Yeah, and then and he finally gets his title at like 38.
Yeah. Whatever. That's right, fine.
If he wins back to back. Yeah.
What's interesting to me about Burrow versus like Mahomes that I noticed while watching Burrow fucking pick apart Buffalo is like Burrow is a sniper. Like he just hits the pinpoints always. And Mahomes also. Incredible accuracy, but like kind of an agent of chaos.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Bit, yeah.
Like Burrow does all the things right.
And there's something to be said for being able to create chaos like that too, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're going up against the 49ers, for example, I might lean towards a healthy Mahomes over Burrow in that scenario just because like that's a tough team to beat. And if you can jump and throw off your off foot and still throw touchdown passes, you got a pretty good chance against anybody, right? Whereas Burrow, look, he's the most accurate passer so far in his career. I know it's only 2 years so far, but if he retired today, he would be the most accurate passer in NFL history.
It's fucking crazy.
With all
it's
that
like 77%.
What are we doing with Josh Allen?
He needs weapons, man. Like Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is great.
Well, Diggs was like blowing him up on the sidelines.
But then it's like Dawson Knox is a fucking. I mean, he's okay.
If Gabe Davis is your three, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey.
And they had to bring Cole Beasley out of fucking COVID retirement.
Beasley looked great.
And their run game is not great.
I think it just comes down to a running back. They have never had a running back there, and I don't understand why. And I said this 11 weeks ago.
Not since fucking what's his nuts?
OJ.
No.
OJ Simpson was the best running back they had.
Thurman Thomas' career numbers are way better than fucking OJ's.
I think they had a pretty good running back in the early to mid-2000s as well.
They had, that was the Giants. I was going to say Barber.
Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
Yeah, he was good. Either way, Josh Allen has not had a good running back there. I can't figure it out. When the CMC thing popped up for us, the Bills were the first ones to inquire. Why they didn't pull the trigger on that, I don't know. And you see what happens with the 49ers.
Fred Jackson was there for a while, too. Who? Fred Jackson.
Josh Allen doesn't suck at all. Josh Allen is dope. But we need a little reevaluation of his placing on the quarterback
list. A tier two guy. He's a bad decision maker. That's his problem. Talent-wise, he's up there with everybody. Decision-making-wise, he fucking sucks at it a lot of the time.
And he's at a ceiling right now in terms of progressing through the playoffs. He has not gotten past the divisional round. Burrow has. Mahomes has. I think that's it right now for the dope.
He's the Joel Embiid of the NFL.
Maybe.
Who else has made the AFC Championship game in the last couple of years? It was like Brady, but...
Brady, Mahomes...
Right now, it's really just Mahomes and Burrow, because Lamar Jackson hasn't.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Lamar Jackson, posted a picture of himself photoshopped in Washington Commanders gear and then immediately deleted it off his Instagram story earlier today.
That's a satire thing that PFT commentator does.
I hope so.
If he goes to the Commanders, this league doesn't care about itself.
No.
If he goes to the Commanders.
No. Well,
they have Curtis Samuel, Scary Terry, and Jahan Dotson. Brian Robinson, running back. That would be a pretty good defense.
They've got a good defense.
That'd be a pretty good team.
You don't have to move.
Yeah.
But would it?
True. Like, you got a good defense.
Are two deep threat wideouts really the kind of team you want to throw him into? Does that make sense?
I think what he's wanted.
On the 49ers, he's probably better.
But that's what Lamar Jackson has asked for all these years.
I know, but that's not like you have to craft the team around your talent.
His breakout year was with Hollywood Brown.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. But one of those guys, right?
No, he has
the 49ers
arm.
Don't have a deep threat
at all.
That's their only real weakness, I think. I think Brock Purdy is fine. He's a good enough quarterback to win. They don't have a deep threat, which is why, like, for when the front seven can play the box and you don't have a good deep passing game, and you're relying on your run, you're fucked, right?
Do you think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Bob?
Oh, man. It's really murky to me. I like literally any of these. I don't care about Mahomes yet, right? Quite yet. Like, I need to actually see him play again in the next round. Any four of these teams can still win. Like, my mind is not made up at all.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mahomes thing, just because of the injury, that's the one that I go for. But I also said the same thing about Hurts. I didn't think he was healthy. Is he still healthy? The way that the coach talked about it after the game.
He's hurt. He's not injured, right? There's a difference. Like, you can play hurt. If you play injured, maybe you're okay, maybe you're not. It's different having like bursitis in your shoulder and it hurts when you throw. You can adjust to it a little bit. It's not going to cause you more damage. Mahomes can fuck his legs up, right? Like, he can get permanently injured now. He gets a snap of tendon, maybe not permanently, but it's like...
miss a year type of...
Like, it's an 18-month recovery if he snaps that thing. You know what I mean? Not he'll be back playing before 18 months, but to get back to where you really were before, it's usually about 18 months. And that's fucked.
He's permanently damaged an asset. Like, when you think about this in like the big grand scheme of things, how much is left on his contract?
It doesn't matter because it's all guaranteed.
It's all guaranteed.
He also owns part of the company, like,
he owns everything, and he's worth that. That's one guy you say is worth every cent.
Also, I know this is like unfamiliar like territory for the city of Cincinnati, but I beg you, fine folks of Cincinnati, please don't let this get to your head. It already is. I can tell. Like, you went to the Super Bowl last year. you're going to go to the Super Bowl this
Burrow,
year.
Burrow has gotten to mind, man. After watching those games yesterday, sure. I was like, dude, he's going to win the Super Bowl.
But
like,
they don't know how to act.
This is decades of Philly heartbreak. He's not talking shit. He's just trying to be empathetic.
I'm trying to warn you guys.
Yeah. I know it hurts, man.
I mean,
the
Reds haven't had anything since the big Red. They won a World Series in 90.
90, yeah.
The Bengals have never had this success.
No, there's a reason that.
The Bengals haven't. No.
I mean, they went to the Super Bowl against the Niners and got a boat race.
With Icky Woods.
What was it, 59-10 or some shit? Or 49-10, I think, was the score of that?
It was Boomer Esiason and Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like. Don't get ahead of yourself. There's a reason Philly burns down the city even when they win.
Yeah.
It's just so much pent up rage and emotion.
Win or lose, it's Philly's going to burn on Sunday. But with Hurts, as far as that injury is concerned, perfect game for him because he didn't have to do a lot. When you rush for 300 yards and the Giants didn't tackle one single person, it allows you to get healthy and then just
do what works, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, it was a dream scenario for Jalen Hurts
and if he can use
the Eagles.
I mean, it's a dream scenario for the Eagles to be able to have Hurts able to run as well against the 49ers to spread them out a little bit so fucking Sanders can get between those seams.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On the inside.
Also, homie in the chat, I think we all agree the Bengals are probably going to win the AFC.
I don't.
I think the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl.
Mm. I'm not convinced the Bengals are going to win.
Why? What did somebody say in the chat?
He's just like saying we're doubting the Bengals and stuff. Like, dude, bro, we all think that they're going to be in like the Super Bowl.
I don't doubt the Bengals. And
I think they're going to win.
I know they went to Kansas City last year and won in Kansas City and to go to the Super Bowl. All that shit, 100%, whatever. First off, still the Chiefs, still a road playoff game. Mm-hmm. Very hard to beat a team three times in a row. They have to do all of those things. And I'm not saying they can't. I'm not a hater. I'm just saying. The Chiefs are really fucking good still.
He's also from the state of Missouri.
I think this over-under is kind of low, too. It's at 47. This is like a two-team.
What's the weather?
Well, I think it's because of the Mahomes.
It's 35, but there's no wind.
But it's Mahomes, and you don't really know how much he's going to play.
Don't ever bet against Mahomes showing up, at least, and putting some fucking points on the board. They may lose the game, but he's not going to pull a fucking Dak Prescott.
Delco hit me up when that game was going on about the live line for the Jaguars. It's so much money on the Chiefs. I took a flyer on it and just out of safety.
For the Jags? Yeah, and I
didn't care. Like, I didn't care about losing that money. Because I didn't think he was going to come back at all.
Oh, that was a great bet.
Especially they
punt it down to the one. I'm like, okay, Chad Henne's coming in. He's going to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Check it out, though. Here's something you didn't remember. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
So Mahomes was still 22 for 30 with two touchdowns in this game, even though he was hobbling for most of it.
Right.
And to be honest, if he didn't have to come out of the game right then, if that had been a three and out or something and he could come in on the next possession and had time to get it taped up and everything, that Henne touchdown and the 50 yards he got would have been Mahomes as well. He would have done the same thing.
I don't know.
He's a system guy.
It's worth noting, though, I know it's the Jags. Where they're like 9-8 or whatever.
Yeah, but their pass rush is fucking good, man.
No, that was a great year for the Jags.
Peterson's
got them in the right direction.
That was credit to Chad Henne for that whole drive and everything like that, but like, that was Andy Reid's touchdown.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's still going to be on the fucking sideline. Yeah. Bieniemy's still going to be on the fucking sideline.
We don't know. Day to day for Andy Reid.
Hour to hour with that guy.
Yeah, he walks around with a fucking Waffle House menu in his hand.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he could die at any moment.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, there is a stint in Andy Reid's heart that is just larger than a burnt end.
Yeah.
So that burnt ends can travel through his heart.
Yeah.
Let me get to the sponsors real quick, and then we'll pick this up. As always, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. The weekend we got coming up is going to be the most heavily gambled weekend of the year. It always is next to the Super Bowl. And with these four teams that are in there, man, I think we're doing the NFL show on Wednesday, thankfully, because I want to put some time into this because It's like Bob said, it wouldn't shock me if any of these teams won.
There's no combination that would surprise me.
No, me neither. And I love that because usually it's not like that. Usually it's some shitty team that gets rolled and then you go in. But I mean, we got a spread that's at a pick 'em right now on my bookie. And then we got a spread that's at 2.5, which let's face it.
That is a pick 'em for a road dog?
Yeah, exactly.
For a road team to only be at 2.
Yep. That's exactly where it should be set. So this is extremely rare. Gambling wise, it's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to wait till later on in the week, try to check in on Mahomes and those guys. But if you are confident at home to get the best numbers, go now because it's definitely going to change depending upon what happens or how's the weather in Philly on Sunday. Do we know that yet?
I'm sure it's going to be cold.
Okay.
But I don't think there's going to be any inclement weather.
Let's see what we got here. I got it right here. 37. Mm-hmm. So 37 in Philly, cloudy.
That's nice in Philly.
Yeah, it's a normal Midwest day there.
That's the low.
And then, I mean, the high at kickoff. The high is a kickoff.
The high for Sunday. What time's kickoff?
Kickoff is at 2:00
of the day game.
So 3 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
It'll be 50 degrees. 50 degrees.
That's sick.
Wow. Yeah. They shoved San Francisco and Philadelphia in the day slot.
Mm. No, they're both day slot. The other game's at 2.
No.
Right.
So it's at 3:00 and then 6:30 is the next one.
Oh, I'm reading the wrong.
They wanted wanted Burrow, Mahomes. I can tell you why if you want the answer. They didn't want Purdy up there.
That's fair.
You're not putting Purdy in the fucking primetime slot yet? Come on, dude.
You can't put Iowa State at 6:30.
Well, you
want
to put the high-scoring game at the primetime slot.
Well, you want the best quarterbacks for the fucking thing, and, you know, everybody's all in on Burrow. Even the ladies are in on Burrow now. Jesus Christ.
Also, the better announcing crew in the night game.
Who is it?
Well, it's Nance and Romo in the night game.
Yeah. Oh, is it really? Okay, good.
CBS is the night game.
I don't know if you noticed the past 2 days. There aren't enough great NFL announcers for 4 games in 1 week.
There sure isn't.
Holy shit.
Al Michaels and Tony Dungy was the worst mental experience of my life that I had to end up muting. But again, go to mybookie.com, bet on these games because the spreads are changing rapidly with everything that's going on there. So if you believe in your teams, and a lot of you do, we've gotten a lot of DMs about the Bengals. Most of mine are filled up with Phillies fans. Go ahead and bet on it now and head over to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, if you want tickets to these games, they are all available at drinkingbrostickets.com. I want to warn you, the Eagles tickets are really, really fucking expensive. Not hit us up for, hey, dude, I just want to get in the stadium, whatever. The last row in the stadium is going for $572.
It's all we care about.
It's, you know what it is in this one too? It's the 49ers fans. So like even Benny, our partner in the ticketing company, he was very adamant before the playoffs started. He goes, look, I don't want the Bengals in there. They don't travel. They're not going to pay for those tickets. And there's not too many fans for the Bengals, right?
Who day?
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck does that mean.
By the way, it's a version of the Saints.
It means it's you ask, you tell somebody like, hey, have you met a Bengals fan? And they're like, no, who are they?
Exactly. And it's shorten it.
Cool.
Shorten
so it. If yeah. you're a football fan of any sort or a sports fan or a fan of anything in life, and you have some little gay catchphrase and you come, you DM it to me or you fucking post it on something or you say it to me in person, I will ignore you for the rest of your life because it's fucking stupid.
It's not a great catchphrase.
Go Birds.
No. But
you don't actually, can I hit you with the Missouri Tigers one really quick?
Go ahead.
We got it.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got it.
That ours, should be followed, ours might be worse.
That was a joke.
That should be that followed by a single gunshot wound to the head.
Yeah.
UCF's might be worse.
What is it?
What is it?
Charge on.
Yeah,
no, that's normal.
Terrible. That's normal.
That sounds like something a band would say or something. Yeah. Not, we got it or whatever.
We got it.
But with Benny, the team that he goes, look, even if the Bengals fucking make it through, he goes, as long as the 49ers go, he goes, I am good, fam. And I was like, why? Because they spend the most money and they travel coast to coast. They don't give a shit. That is clearly evident in these ticket prices. Holy shit.
I think the 49ers are a nationwide fan base.
They are, but is that back from the 80s and everything else?
80s and 90s. Yeah. I mean, they had 20 straight years.
So one of my fraternity, they created
the West Coast offense.
Yeah. One of my fraternity brothers grew up in Westphalia, Missouri, which is just south of Jefferson City. Mm. Diehard Niners fan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are everywhere.
Montana, Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. They fucking travel. Rice, baby. $572. Yeah. I mean, for the Chiefs, it's $300.
Jerry Rice is likable.
Not with that chain he was wearing on the sidelines.
He's not likable.
Why are you wearing a full chain? Now, as a human, I heard he's a pretty nice guy.
He's a cheater, though.
In what?
Stick him.
Stick him.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, come on, dude.
Those gloves.
Nah. What's he doing? Every NFL player has got those gloves.
Dwight Howard used it in basketball for some reason. Yeah. Doesn't even make any sense. No. He's just like, oh, Jerry Rice, you stick him. Here we go.
To dunk it.
No, he's a compiler.
His hands are the size of this fucking compiler.
He's like Emmitt Smith. He just stuck around way too long.
Who?
I'm Jerry pretty Rice. Sure Jerry Rice's stats are more akin to like Wayne Gretzky stats, where like if you took off half of the season, but like, he'd still like lead.
The most impressive stat with Jerry Rice was like when he was 43. I think he broke 1,000 yards.
The Raiders, yeah.
It was a terrible team, and you were just like,
right.
No, Jerry Rice is the fucking dude.
I know, but like I refuse to believe it.
What did he even do to you? Eagles even good when he was kid?
Like, no, we were terrible.
Yeah.
When I grew up, we were awful.
What about...
The other part of this on those DMs for Phillies fans, they're like, hey, dude, are you just going against Delco? No. I'd actually, because we're going, I think it would be fun if the Eagles made it. That way you would actually get to see your team. Because you don't know when this type of shit is going to happen. Exactly.
Everybody will be in town. Golf winner for the Waste Management.
Yes, everybody will be in town. It would be fun for that. And... if you're looking at I don't know that I want to see Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl. Like, I just don't know.
Well, I don't want to see San Francisco in that game at all.
Yeah,
that's my emotional hedge, is that they're my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's interesting to see.
They were, actually.
Yeah. It's interesting to see a guy.
So it'd be my second straight year.
It's interesting to see Mr. Irrelevant, who is a third string quarterback starting this year, be in the playoffs, win games, maybe go to the Super Bowl. That would be kind of interesting in the same way that watching a car crash would be, right?
Maybe, but I also used to ride for Brock Purdy all the time at Iowa State, and I'm starting to maybe...
I think he's a legit quarterback.
That's, I'm starting to contemplate whether or not maybe Iowa State fans didn't appreciate Brock Purdy.
Well, Iowa doesn't exist.
But Matt Campbell, everyone used to think Matt Campbell was a good coach. Brock Purdy leaves, Iowa State's a mess.
Yeah, with Purdy, and as far as those fans go, they did start posting things in Drinker Bros Sports. So I guess Purdy played Mahomes in college.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurts.
Hurts. He played Jalen Hurts in college.
Mm. But he also played... No.
So, No. It was against Oklahoma. And so there was a picture of their stats in that game, and Purdy had more touchdowns than than Hurts in that game. So
passing touchdowns? Hurts might have scored
total. Six total, okay. 6-5. Hurts had 5 touchdowns in that game.
I just remember Purdy was in college for a while.
Oh, he played all 4 years.
He seems like the type of guy that would play. Like,
he
and then
started all 4
years.
Yeah.
Like, Purdy's actually 32.
He's a graduate transfer. So there's no way that Mike McCarthy keeps his job, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's Sean Payton. Yeah, unless they get Sean Payton, I think he keeps his job.
But so Sean Payton allegedly, at least, interviewed with the Broncos, and everybody thinks that he's getting 20 mil a year, no matter where he goes, right?
Why'd you want to go to the Broncos?
I know. What do you do with that?
Sure. So it's got to be major market. It's not going to be a small market team. Who's got coaching open? It's not going to be fucking Houston. No way, right?
Should be San Diego.
Yeah. Either there is no San Diego, but
LA is locked in.
Let them move back.
It'll either be the Chargers or the Cowboys, right? And the Cowboys, like, Jerry Jones is not going to blink at spending $20 million to bring a Super Bowl, at least in his mind. They're still far away from that shit. But, you know.
He doesn't think so, though.
Well, he's wrong.
I understand.
The defense is really good, but they're year on, year out, year off, right?
Yeah.
So they were really good in 2019 and then the COVID year. Last year, they were not very good. They got blown the fuck up. Then they let DeMarcus Ware go, or whoever the fuck it was, to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, they were fucking good. So how are you going to keep that together? Vander Hesch was hurt for half of this year.
Micah Parsons.
They need another receiver.
Micah Parsons, to me, is like the new prime Von Miller, where if he's on a defense, the defense is good.
Yep.
They're not going to not be good. D-Law is locked in there for a couple more years. Vander Hesch is going to be there, provided he's healthy. The defense is not going to be the problem.
Hey, look, if there's Dak sucks, but if there's one dude that can make Dak look reasonable, it's fucking Sean Payton.
I mean, it seemed Dak always says all the right stuff, and you listen to his teammates, and he puts the work in, and he's not like it's not his ego saying I want to play this style of football or anything. You never hear anything like that. So why does he year after year fail?
Hear me out. What if they bring in the man that brought the most out of Dak, Dan Mullen?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Like a QB coach, Dan Mullen.
Yeah. Is he going to take that job?
Well, he doesn't have a job right now, does he?
Yeah, he's like an analyst.
Yeah. Re-whisper well, Dak.
Analyst is a job, and there are literally no stakes.
Giants GM just said they plan to move forward with Jones as quarterback.
I mean, there's no evidence that they should get rid of Jones at this point.
No.
They got to give him some fucking stuff first, at least.
It's such an odd situation.
Well, and here's the thing, though, right? They made the playoffs, so they don't have a good enough draft pick to just fucking draft a quarterback in the first round, and they shouldn't trade up for one and deplete the rest of their roster. So, worst case scenario, you keep building the roster with the picks you have, and then, I don't know, you're like, Daniel Jones doesn't work, and then you either trade for a veteran quarterback or draft a quarterback into a really good roster. Like, you know, somebody like Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, fucking Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, like, all these dudes start winning year one, year two, right? Year three, like it didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
Mahomes was year one, and the rest of them were like year two, year three.
That was his second year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but year two is about where it hits.
How many is Daniel Jones played at this point?
This is four for him,
right? But that's what I'm saying, though. So keep Jones as a placeholder, build up the rest of the roster, and then you can draft somebody to, you know, get you all the way there, or put a vet in there that'll get you all the way there. But there's no point. Unless that quarterback is literally like Burrow or Mahomes or something like that, there's no point going quarterback first and then building up the rest of the roster. And even the Chiefs didn't do that. The Chiefs went rest of the roster and then plugged Mahomes in.
Yeah, I agree. And I said this with Urlacher on the show, like with how shitty the receivers are there, who knows how good that guy can be? Same with Will Levis at Kentucky. Like, who fucking knows?
Well, they have Levis gonna stink. It looks like they're going to have the 25th pick, but there's a bunch of fucking receivers in this draft.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Jordan Addison is picked to go in the lower part of the first round, and he's pretty fucking good. So
yeah, so we'll see what happens here. We'll flip on over to college basketball, boys.
Let's go.
Is Alabama number one in the nation?
They're number two, but they should be number one. They're the best team in the country.
Mm. They are.
It's crazy. I watched,
but everyone kind of.
Who's their coach?
Everyone kind of stinks.
Nate Oates.
Okay.
Everyone can lose. It's an open year.
Yeah, like, there's no.
It's a relatively open year, but I think it's getting a little more closed because I think Alabama might be that good.
I watched the Houston game yesterday, and Houston was the exact same team we saw in person. They score about 50 points a game, and they lost to Temple.
You mean the team that made the Elite Eight last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're awful.
They look gross, but they're really good.
They are really good.
55 points they scored.
They're not aesthetically pleasing, but they are going to make the Sweet 16 minimum in every tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
But meanwhile, Purdue is going to lose in the first weekend.
Yes.
Alabama's going to be in the top two probably the entire season and then get bounced in like the second round.
Nope. That's what I feel like.
Because of the three-point shooting, man.
No.
They play defense now.
They have insane length and athleticism.
They are incredibly young,
right?
They are incredibly young.
They're pretty young.
Aren't like fucking 60% of their shots three-pointers?
No, but Nate Oates, like his offensive philosophy is just fire threes.
It is a team like shoot. But here's the difference, because you're right. Every Alabama team has been like that. Mm-hmm. And the past Alabama teams were mostly just threes and were fast and whatever. This team is threes and were fast. And now they're really fucking long and really athletic. Fucking athletic. I just watched them beat the shit out of Missouri 2 days ago.
Look at that Griffin kid. He's pretty good. He reminds me of Jalen Suggs a lot.
Yeah, and they still have
Quinterly. But he's actually quite a bit better shooter than Jalen Suggs was at college.
They still have Quinterly as sort of like a backup, like veteran point guard to get in there. He's been there like all 4 years, whatever. I love this Alabama team. They have everything you fucking want, dude. Like the speed and the shooting, that's always been there. Now they are really long and really athletic and can play defense. Every single player on that team pretty much will make you adjust a shot just by putting their arm up. Like,
what's that going to look like though when they have a cold night from three?
They can win a rock fight depending on the team that they play. Like, obviously it always depends on your draw, right? Yeah. If they catch Houston on a cold night, you're probably fucked.
Yeah.
But if there's a lot of other teams they can catch on a cold night and adjust and win, no problem. Like, this team is flexible.
This is the most wide open year that I can remember in the NCAA.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's shitty.
Last year was pretty wide open, too.
I wasn't shocked by Duke, for example.
Yeah, but were you shocked by North Carolina?
Not really, because I picked them. I had them to go to the Final Four.
And that could happen again this year because, like...
Yes.
They just can
same
flip
dudes.
A switch if they
same
want
dudes.
To.
Yep.
Well, they think that, but
right.
Well, see. When you have that amount of talent just from recruiting, even if shit goes even if you're inconsistent, you can fucking string three or four wins together, right?
Right. Mm. And yeah. three or four wins together.
That's why the college basketball tournament is the most exciting tournament that exists, because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yep. Right. But then that's why towards the later rounds, too, when like a St. Pete's makes it so far, you're like, this game's going to blow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
they went farther than I thought, man.
They made the Elite Eight.
They got blown out in the Elite Eight.
They shouldn't even been there.
They should not have won one game.
Right, sure. But that's what I'm saying. When people get like, I'm all for those first round upsets, but when that team keeps making it to like the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, I'm like, oh man, this is only going to make the tournament worse.
Mm. Yeah. But by the way, this is where I start to tune into college basketball. So like tonight, Kansas, Baylor, I'm all in ESPN tonight.
That's a bit of a dogfight, isn't it?
Kansas just got blown out at home by TCU.
Baylor's TCU's favored good. By 2 points in this game.
Kansas fucks around.
It's at Baylor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Kansas is a team that, like, they're super athletic and super talented, but they will fuck around like an NBA team.
Yeah. And they also don't have a lot of depth. Like, they are a relatively shallow bench. Like,
you don't have the time on the clock to fuck around like that in college.
Dude, you don't.
Everything is too fast, man. People, like, I guess some of those teams back in the day that like to keep the score really low, before the shot clock especially, God, that fucking sucked. Where they're just passing around and fucking... They're calling plays and running plays that...
You mean team basketball?
Yeah. And the play is not even designed to put the ball on the basket. It's just designed to fucking waste time, I guess. I don't know. And now what's the clock? 30 seconds now?
It is down to 30. When I was in college, it was 35.
It should be 10 seconds in college.
There should be no shot clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's original basketball.
That was old school.
Yeah. The way the game is meant to
be
played.
You get up 10 and then you pass the ball for 40 minutes.
Calm down, Pistol Pete.
That's what you do. But I check back into college basketball now because, I mean, look, we got three games left in the NFL. I don't give a shit about the Pro Bowl.
It's good background noise.
It is. And so that'll
be
on.
Yeah. The NBA is...
I can't check into the NBA until after the All-Star game, and then I'll check back into
that. I don't understand
that.
Why the Pro Bowl exists, though.
It doesn't. They abolished it.
They switched it to flag football this year.
And skills competitions.
Yep.
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Not the skills stuff. Who
I won't
cares?
Watch
no,
the
they're
flag
doing some
football.
Good. They're doing like best catch and stuff. So the dunk contest is it's a catch contest.
Yeah. I'll watch the skills contest, but I won't watch a flag football game.
I would rather watch like a co-ed situation where it's half NFL players and half dumb dicks from the street. Didn't they do that one year with beach flag football or something?
Gronk does.
It was celebrities.
Gronk Beach. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was another. The NFL did one. Like,
no,
way
they did,
day.
And somebody blew hurt. Out their ACL. Yeah.
Yes.
In beach flag.
Who was
football.
It? Terrell Owens that did that.
It was. It might have been. It was somebody kind of big.
Why don't they give us what we really want?
Which
Oklahoma
is
drills.
Gladiator death. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Want Oklahoma drills with pros?
No, with Lizzo.
Joe's old versus pros. Pros.
It's Lizzo. It's Lizzo doing Oklahoma drills with every running back in the NFL, and she wins
all of them.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe Derrick Henry takes her down.
Yeah. I could give Derrick a 50-50 shot.
We'll switch on over to MMA. Giorgio, did you watch UFC this weekend?
I did. I watched it with Dan and Joel, and then I left, as I usually do, right before the big fights.
He leaves two fights in. It's insane. He doesn't want to hang out with us for more than 45 minutes.
What is it? Like, is there a girl lined up, or is it just boredom, drugs?
I had to get up at 4 a.m. to drive my team to Shriner University for a tournament.
He remembered that as we were at Woodrow's. He's like, oh, shit, I got to wake up and go to a fucking wrestling tournament at 8 a.m.
How long do those last?
The wrestling tournament?
Yeah.
It lasted from, the weigh-ins were at 8, and we finished around 4, then we got Mexican food, and then we drove back, so we got back around 6:30.
He had to drive his team.
That sounds like hell. This is...
Yeah, I drove two and a half hours back.
Giorgio.
Community service.
That's a nightmare.
This is community service, what you're doing. This
I basically have like 8 kids.
The only way I was ever able to have a party at my house in high school was because my parents only believed in one child to play sports, and it was my sister.
Uh-huh.
She ended up playing college volleyball, but they always took her to travel tournaments and all this fucking shit. They'd be calling all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then one day they were just like, so we're going to Chicago next month for Kathleen's volleyball tournament. I thought they meant the whole family. I just graduated high school. I was like, whatever. I guess I'll go to Chicago, pack some weed. And they were like, I was like, where are we staying? And they're like, oh, it's just me, your dad, and Kathleen. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was the only good thing that ever came from any sport in the history of
sports.
Travel sports like that.
Of the Fox
with me
family.
Getting to fucking throw a kegger at my house. Because that sounds like hell to actually go to.
Whoa, and be at
all fucking day.
You threw a kegger?
I have a 3-day-old infant at my house. And I love that thing more than life itself.
I'm sorry you couldn't connect.
I don't love it that much.
I'm sorry you couldn't connect with your parents over travel sports.
That's excessive, though. Going to Chicago and shit. Like I see that a lot here. Yeah. Did you really?
Oh my God, Ross! Like, do you understand? Like every single weekend between the ages of 8 and 22, I was somewhere.
He lived at a wrestling prison camp one summer.
I know, but your parents have to love you to do that.
My parents drove hate him. They did drop him off at the prison camp.
You don't understand, Ross. There's an ego and an enjoyment. Like, when your kid is the best kid at sports, you think you're a better parent than other people, and you rub it in their face. And the better your kid does, and this is like pre-Instagram, pre-anything, they're just like at the bar telling you how much better their kid is than yours.
If I'm at a bar and somebody's talking about their kid's athletic performance, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I ask.
We're fighting. It's going to be one of the two.
I say, hey, are they white? And when they say yes, I say, oh, because everything you're talking about is nonsense.
Well, hold on. They could be a pitcher.
Yeah, what if it was a hockey player?
Yeah.
Then you don't have to ask.
Also.
Yeah, but are they American?
Exactly. That eliminates hockey.
Actually, Americans are really good at hockey.
We're not quite Canada.
A little bit. There's this thing going on in Dallas that all the parents are talking about.
Are you talking about the drag shows where kids are invited?
No. There's this hockey shit going on in Dallas that is super intense, and like everybody from the nation is moving there for their kids. I keep hearing chatter about it at youth sports, and I'm just like,
yeah, do you know why?
Not my world.
Do you know why they picked Dallas?
I don't.
A lot of money.
Oh, okay.
And hockey ain't a cheap
sport. No, it's expensive.
Honestly, the Stars do well in Dallas.
They do, yeah. The Dallas
Stars are very popular. Yes. If you go, so the couple times when the Blues made their Stanley Cup run a couple years ago, they played the Stars in not the Western Conference Finals, the round before that. And me and my buddy would go out to bars from St. Louis to watch the games. And yeah, they were Stars fans. I mean, Stars jerseys fucking.
And that's
everywhere.
When I like cared about hockey back in the day. They've had like a pretty good history with like Eddie Belfour and.
They gave Brett Hull the Stanley Cup that St. Louis couldn't.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Either way, UFC Saturday nights.
That's right.
How was it?
It was amazing. Something happened that I never thought could ever happen. We have a light heavyweight champion of Jamal Hill, who pieced up Glover Teixeira.
Did five rounds, swept him.
So this is like this weird last like year and a half with light heavyweight division, with like Glover having this resurgence, and it's like, oh, a 40-year-old man can do it. And then he choked out freaking Jan, and then, you know, had this like fight of the year with Yuri, who's supposed to be this crazy wild man, and like you're really hype on this guy, and you go out there and he just gets like pieced up, like he's just like,
yeah, but
like
he didn't lose his chin. Buddy. He's 43 and he still took like 200 punches to the head.
Did he retire afterwards?
He did.
Did he leave his gloves in the ring?
No, but he retired afterwards.
I think that should be mandatory.
I think you should have to eat your gloves.
Yeah, eat them right in front of everybody.
If you win, you keep them.
I don't think he could open his mouth at that point.
The craziest thing that happened was
blend them.
Shogun losing his fight and then the Ukrainian fighter stunting over top of him, and then Brandon Moreno having to run out of the arena, getting like food cans. Like,
I saw that. Yeah, so I saw
he beat Figgy.
Yeah, and Figgy was a hometown guy, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Brazil's a fucking shithole, and that's all they have.
And every fight had a Brazilian fighter on the card.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
There's 17 fights or whatever, and there was at least one Brazilian fighter in each fight.
Brazil's a country that like skates by on it being like a large population and a tropical area, but like if you picked up Brazil, the exact same country, and put it in the middle of a part of the world that you did not regard, you would be like, oh my God, this is a nightmare land.
Yeah. Anybody else in that card worth noting?
Yeah, I mean, we had Gilbert Burns with an early submission, so that keeps him at the very top of that 170. Maybe he can put some stuff together over the next years for another title run.
Jessica Andrade, maybe the most exciting female fighter in the world.
Yeah. Dan sleeping.
Nothing is exciting.
Johnny
about
Walker knocked out Paul Craig and then did the worm again.
Yeah, I think. Wait, hold on.
UFC boomed during COVID because they were the only thing going, and now it's fucking boring.
It's not true.
It is true. It is not true. Because you're a fucking super fan, so you're going to watch it. If it's anybody could, any two people could fight each other, you're going to watch it. Yeah. But for most people, they're not watching this shit anymore.
The numbers are down. I think that's why John Jones is back.
John Jones took the time off himself to gain the weight naturally. That's what he said.
Naturally. Which man is very natural.
He may be natural when it comes to PEDs, but cocaine is definitely involved.
Yeah.
He probably had to quit cocaine.
He has the funniest line of all time when DC's just talking shit. And he looks over. He's like, I beat you when I was high on cocaine.
Yep. That was an all-timer for sure.
But the UFC over the past like year has become the WWE. Right, with like their trying too hard to push certain personalities and it's not working. Like Patty, it was popular until he fucking fake won his last fight.
And no, and these guys called it out. You guys both said he was shitty. So
we've been saying he's shitty. He's just not there yet. He's backed by Barstool.
Yeah, like, and Rogan's been talking shit about, not talking shit about him. It's like, yeah, you didn't win that fight, dude. And there's just no stars there.
There would be
if they would pay them more.
Okay,
frankly.
So here's the biggest news in MMA right now was the Bilal No Swag Muhammad interview with Joe Rogan, the MMA podcast, where he talks about being embedded the Khabib camp. Basically, it's crazy, and he's like, dudes don't have this kind of discipline unless you're Muslim. You have to have your hair cut a certain way. If you look tired one day, Khabib comes and takes your phone away because he thinks you're playing with your phone at night because you're not getting enough good rest. He says the pressure that they have on top, the way he's talking about this, is just like uncontrollable. Like none of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guys can do anything about it. It's like there's just tight pressure that Khabib and they're
George,
building
you're
the system
not helping
behind.
That cause.
Yeah, this is not. Yeah, this that is cause. Like you went to a certain kind of fucking restaurant one time and it was just an amazing experience for you, and now you're searching for it for the rest of your life. Khabib was a fucking. He was one dude. He's really fucking
he's
good.
Breeding this like
no,
this...
he's not. He's breeding boring fuck faces.
Islam's a more exciting Khabib.
I think Islam was good before.
They all Khabib look like a little just him. Different version of each other. There's a lot of inbreeding there. And when they showed that video, what it's actually like there, where they train and live and all that shit. Holy fuck, man! I mean, there's nothing to do but kill each other. And if you don't kill each other, then you have no life. I mean, you're pushing rocks up a hill.
I mean, you work out all day, every day. You know, you all line up in the morning. You know, yep. Put the gloves on. Khabib tells you what you're working on for the
day. It's soccer, dude. Yeah. It's going to be wildly popular in certain spots internationally, but in the U.S., UFC is fucking going way
down
right now.
Who's the next American
who would sign their kids up for that?
I don't care if they're American or not. Okay, it's got to be exciting. Who's the next Conor?
Is the
great
white
question.
Hope it's Bo Nickel. Bo Nickel, three-time
PSU. We are putting our eggs in the Bo Nickel basket. That we can do better than Bo Nickel.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
In America?
Yes.
Probably not.
Then who do you got?
Probably, if we got to go through the fucking list right now,
I would rather
USA.
Watch.
Well, but it should come to your minds. Like, that's how Henry that's where we're at.
I mean, the biggest star in America right now is going to be Sugar Sean.
That's not a star.
But he lost, right?
Yeah.
Last fight.
I would rather go on Twitter to
he won, but
go
he,
to Fight Haven on Twitter and just
watch regular people
fight each other in the mall. It's more entertaining than UFC is. It's fucking bullshit.
We got John Jones back.
The thing that made UFC great early on and then with the personalities later on was the fucking brutality and the attitude. And the characters rather, and they're just not fucking there.
Here's
the
how you
the
there.
UFC was
not
the
American.
Fighting, and they're still fighting, and it's an evolving sport, and it's great, and
it's evolving into fucking bullshit.
Yeah, here's how you bring back the UFC. Pop-up fights.
Guns.
In a mall.
Yeah.
Right?
Waffle House.
Just two guys. There's no octagon or anything. Yeah. It's just two guys. Sure, you tell them the time. You bring the cameras. No one at the place knows about
they
it.
They got to wear tap-out shirts.
Yeah.
Sure do. You go old school with it, but...
But every champion, if you look at it right now, so there is no heavyweight champion.
But this was a pay-per-view event on Saturday
light
night,
heavyweight champion Jamal Hill. So Jamal Hill... American. There we go. We got one.
Right. Punching, stand-up fighter, you know.
But there was this was a pay-per-view event, right, on Saturday?
Yeah.
$75?
Yeah.
$74.99?
Two title
who
fights.
Buys that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's two title fights.
It's crazy to me, too, that UFC is like, I pay about, like, what, $200 a year, Dan, for MLB TV?
Yeah, it's about that, yeah.
Right, and how much does Red Zone cost?
$289. Yeah.
They're asking you, essentially, for the UFC to pay 50% of what every... fucking Major League Baseball game and
you're seeing grown men fight in a cage,
right?
Yeah,
you're not
but
watching
that's,
a baseball
that's my
game.
Biggest
yeah,
issue
the,
with it too
right.
Yeah,
they ask the, you you get
the dude the team salary for the baseball team, the worst baseball team, is more than any of these UFC guys will make in their entire
guys,
career.
Why do you have such a hard time grasping that you have to supplement this sport right now because it's in its infancy? Like, we have to use this pay-per-view model
until it's 30 years old. That's
you're charging more than Holyfield Tyson. Like,
yeah, that's very
inflation,
old. If you're
going to
give me
Ross, inflation.
Oh, if you're going to get but if you're going to make me pay $75 for a fight.
You don't have to go to the bar.
That's where you guys went. But even you're saying if you're a fan at home, do you pay for it? Or do you legally stream it?
I pay for it.
Sure don't.
Because I'm lazy. And I want it through my Apple TV. I want it nice and crisp. I want the audio to be all good.
No, I get it. It's something you like, so you want to give it money. But there's plenty of degenerate pieces of shit who are smoking weed out of like an Apple and having sex with Jorn Vandersloot's girlfriend who are streaming it illegally.
That's fine. That's fine. It's all fine. Everything is okay.
If you're a business and you cater only to the core, you won't be a business very long.
I don't think that's true.
Unless you're a commodity.
There are so
business.
Many businesses out there that like just focus on a niche and like know their lane. And
businesses that are worth $100 billion.
Yeah, they're gonna have to low scale the production value if they want to start doing
like
that.
Hockey knows it's hockey, and they appeal to hockey fans. They're not trying to get like a broader audience.
Hockey is like the extreme of baseball, which is, yeah, they only appeal to hockey fans to an extent, but they also, what they do is they know that they can whip up the regions.
Hockey
right?
fans have the highest median income of any other fan of any other sport on earth.
Yeah, but the UFC too is also, they're going to get every hardcore fight fan to buy the pay-per-views, but then with like the bigger cards like Jon Jones and everything, every casual, just somebody's heard the name Jon Jones, like, oh, I want to watch that fight.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going to happen. It's not slowly growing. It's like
but you need stars to buy those. Like I didn't buy this fight.
Look at boxing. Boxing fucking sucks, but they have stars, so they get paid more than anybody else.
Who are the stars in boxing right now besides Tyson Fury?
They're internet Wilder. Stars. Ryan Garcia, for example,
who's not a good fighter.
I agree with
and
you.
And I think he's going to get smashed by
Devonta. But he gets fucking paid.
There is
and people
also,
watch that shit.
Again, these are established sports, 100-year leagues that we're talking about.
Oh my god, dude! It's been 40 years.
Versus 100. Give it another 20 years.
When was Roman Greco wrestling started? It's the same thing
Greco Roman.
Greco means Greek, so a long time ago.
Yeah. Pre-Rome, actually.
Yeah, pre-Rome.
So they've had plenty of time to
Romulus
figure the fuck
was,
out.
Romulus was naked penning dudes before he
rebranded.
They have plenty of time to figure it the fuck out.
And I think they've got a problem with competition too, right?
But there hasn't been an established league since then.
Like the fights in UFC are not better than the fights in Bellator or whatever.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. The UFC
has 90% of the talent that like Bellator has. A few big names, but no, UFC's got 90% of the top
guys. It's
still
guys. Widely known as the best league.
Widely known doesn't mean fucking dick.
I mean, they're going to have to figure something out, man. Look, basketball and football were the same way for a while. They were way, way behind other sports, basically.
Well, they also merged with other leagues,
but
right?
That's what I'm saying, right? The storyline, they didn't have stars, or they're only one side maybe had stars, or they didn't have big enough stars to encapsulate larger than a niche audience. Mm-hmm. So what they did, the storyline became league versus league.
Yeah. Well, the shitty
they just did that with Bellator and Ryzen.
And in fact, baseball too.
The ABA had bad infrastructure but big stars, and the NBA
and
had
cool
good infrastructures and cool rules. They just merged the two, brought all the stars over. UFC's got to do, they got to buy PFL and buy Bellator or something.
Yeah.
Because you need a feeder system. The reason that we don't know who
Dana White's Contender Series?
No, that's not it. It's, you know what I mean? It's got to be like a minor leagues. But the reason that we don't... I know it kind of is, but that's not really what it is. Every other major sport has a feeder system that is very visible. Like the reason we get excited about NBA or NFL, we watch some of these guys play for 4 years sometimes in college football before we ever see them on an NFL team.
Yeah.
You don't get that with fighters. It's not...
The name recognition.
Well, you don't care.
You guys want college?
I do care.
You care if they're like from where you're from or something like
that.
Yeah,
but like because they have those feeder systems, and you just don't pay attention. There's a bunch of local fucking
NCAA MMA championships.
I'm fine with that.
Oh my god! Can you imagine
For UFC
dudes that are fighting for their life
for UFC
and the contract?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a college basketball type crowd at a UFC event where it's your like Missouri fighting Kansas, Ohio State fighting Michigan?
Yes, it'd be amazing.
Team duels MMA.
Yeah.
My god.
No wrestling.
No wrestling.
And then
no wrestling.
And because the fans are crazy, it would be televised, and because it's televised, I would know who that dude is from the time he's 18 years old.
That might be the biggest college sport ever.
Oh my god!
Well, you're not going to get bigger than the fucking Rose Bowl, probably.
You could.
Yeah.
No, you're not gonna, know how much poon you'd pull as like an NCAA?
Maybe, but you're not going to put a fucking 100,000 people in a stadium to watch a fight because you can't see that far.
No, but you'd sell out the basketball arenas.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Right. 25,000?
But like the narrative behind it. Like,
secret wish is that bare knuckle boxing got big enough to like two stars.
It's too hillbilly.
It never will.
God damn great. It, though. But it's fun to watch and people's faces tear off. I love it.
Yeah, it's too much.
But yeah, a feeder system where I fucking got to know somebody over. Because right now they just jam it down your throat. Sean O'Malley fights a bunch of nobodies. Like, oh, he's got cool hair and his name's cool. He's going to be the next guy. Well, it doesn't fucking work that way, does it? Sometimes the guy that's really good is named fucking John Smith or some dumb shit like that. So you have to build a brand around him.
Even Benizinov or whatever the fuck.
The problem with the UFC is the biggest star in the UFC is Dana White, and he's not necessary anymore. He did his job.
Well, that's not what he said. He said if he leaves UFC, that only hurts him. That's what he saw in that interview.
I think it hurt the UFC, though.
Why?
You got to have some face out there. You got to have one interesting interview afterwards, just one.
Because he refuses to build up the stars in the sport because he doesn't want to pay
100%, 100%.
Most of these guys, though, they don't even speak English, and it's like, it's tough.
Neither did the fucking Iron Sheik, bro.
I know. I wasn't into him either.
Yeah, but everybody else
They don't have to
was.
Learn a lot of English. Chimaev barely knows how to speak English, but he says, I smash, and people love
him. I kill them all.
Man, I guess. I just can't get it.
I just don't understand. Like, why not hire Triple H to do your brand development? So, I mean, for real, he's the one that he like really helped WWE because the talent dropped off after him and Stone Cold and everybody left.
It's time to play
He's the only reason it stayed alive for as long as it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And now McMahon is back taking over as CEO. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. And then, as always, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. We will have an NFL show here in a couple days. And hopefully we'll have some picks because this is really goddamn tough for the last four here, which also makes it fun. Sunday's going to be a blast. Because if Mahomes is healthy, who fucking knows? It should be fun. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.